Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on 720 WGN, Chicago's very own. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and then Steve Cochran at 6. Coming up after the 3:30 news, we are going to talk with Alan Harper, who is the author of a terrific book about a very specific time in this city and about a very specific form of music in this city, and that's the blues. The book is called Waiting for Buddy Guy, Chicago Blues at the Crossroads, and we'll talk with Alan coming up after the 3:30 news about his terrific new book. So that's coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about the best apocalyptic, end-of-the-world, last-man-on-earth movies and television shows. For some weird reason, at this point, there are two network shows about the end of the world that are on right now, and any number of cable shows about apocalyptic things right now. So we'll talk about that and some of the classic ones, classic movies and all that coming later on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And if you would like to talk or text us, you can check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected. Everything that's happening on the show is happening on the Facebook page. You can leave your comments there. There's extra stuff and pictures and videos and news stories and stuff that we talk about. So it's facebook.com/Nick D Show. We are approaching 12,000 fans on our Facebook page. We thank you for that. And it's real easy. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us. So there you go. So tonight is my screening of The Thing. Speaking of apocalyptic movies, that is one of the, what John Carpenter, the director John Carpenter, who's my favorite director of all time, he calls that one of his chapters in his End of the World trilogy. The other being Prince of Darkness, and the other being In the Mouth of Madness. Carpenter is another one of these guys who has a very big nihilistic streak in him. Which I think is one of the reasons why his work speaks to me so much. But we're showing The Thing tonight, and I am very, very excited. A lot of my geek Carpenter guys are coming out tonight. The goofballs that I'm going to Detroit with in July will be there in full force tonight. And I think we're just going to have to sit in the back and cry because it's going to be so lovely. So I got my Carpenter geeks coming out. For those of you who don't know, I'm going on a road trip to Detroit in July to see John Carpenter play the themes from his movies and some newly composed work live. And he will be playing along with his other musicians. They will be playing the soundtrack live as they screen Escape from New York. Yes, it will be the greatest night of my life. So that's in July, and we're going to come out and check that out. But in the meantime, I am screening John Carpenter's The Thing, one of the best sci-fi horror movies ever, ever, ever made. A movie that holds up some 30-some years later. No CGI computer effects in this movie. All of the gore and makeup and transformation effects were done on set by the brilliant, brilliant makeup artist Rob Bottin. If you've never seen this movie, if you've never seen it on the big screen, it is incredible. Kurt Russell is in it. It's got a great cast. It's really creepy, really dark, very funny, scary as hell, and it features the most groundbreaking makeup special effects in the history of film. It's just a great movie. Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. It's at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, which is very easy to get to. You can right off the highway. If you don't want to drive, you can take the blue line, get off at Rosemont, and it is just blocks away. It is a blast. Great food at Bogart's restaurant. You get there around 7 o'clock, have some dinner, have some cocktails, bring the food into the theater. The movie starts at 8. I introduce it, and then we have like a Q&A and a talk afterwards. I know a lot of tidbits about this movie. I've interviewed Carpenter a couple of times, and so I've got a lot of great stories to tell about the making of this movie and the history of the movie and all that cool stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Only $10, parking free. So grab a bunch of people. Come on out tonight. Dinner at 7 at Bogart's, second floor of the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. The movie starts at 8. The talk is immediately afterwards. It's going to be great. And if you've never seen John Carpenter's Halloween, yeah, you should see that. But if you've never seen John Carpenter's The Thing, see it. And if you've never seen it on the big screen, you need to go tonight. So that's going to be a blast. So go to movieco.com right now. The seats are filling up. So reserve your seats now so that they are waiting for you when you get there. So reserve your seats now for tonight's screening of The Thing. MovieCo.com, M-U-V-I-C-O, M-U-V-I-C-O, MovieCo.com. We'll see you all tonight. So it is March 8th, and I happen to have some offbeat holidays in March. Esmeralda, are you interested in some of these weird offbeat holidays?
Yeah, because what do we got? Easter?
Easter is right. Actually, isn't Easter in April this year?
No, it's in March.
Is it in March?
Yeah, I had a bet about
it. Oh, wait, it's the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, it's March 26th.
But yeah, that's all we got. Oh, wait, and St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But still, I would like to celebrate more things.
I think that there should be a national holiday on March 16th.
That's my brother's birthday.
It's your brother's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Because March 17th is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. March 16th is your brother's birthday.
Yes.
And Jerry Lewis turns 90 on March 16th.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Birthday twins.
You hiable? Does your brother ever go, Sheboygan?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That would be cool, man, to be born on Jerry Lewis's birthday.
Yeah. Sure.
Don't be mocking Jerry Lewis.
You just, like, when he comes out of, when he was born, it's like, you were born on the day that Jerry Lewis.
I would consider that an honor. An absolute. I was born on the same day that George W. Bush was born.
I'll let my brother know. He should be honored.
He should be honored. He should have a tattoo of that on his arm.
A nutty professor tattoo.
He should have a tattoo of Jerry Lewis on his back. His entire back should be Jerry Lewis's face going, hi, you!
Yeah, I'll let him know.
With March 16th under his head.
So gullible!
Never forget.
Never forget. March 16th!
Hall!
It's going to be 90 on March 16th. Jerry Lewis is going to be 90. I posted a video on my Facebook page because he's got an official, you know, page that obviously he has no idea that he even has, you know, but people do the Facebook page for him. I'm friends on, you know, I like his Facebook page. So I get all the updates, and whoever is running his Facebook page really does post a lot of stuff, and it's lovely. If you're a Jerry Lewis fan, and I am not a fan, I'm an absolute fanatic. I worship Jerry Lewis. They really do a nice job with his Facebook page. So they had this video, which I had to share. They posted it on Jerry Lewis's Facebook page, and it was a video of him saying, hey, Dan, can we play the audio of it? It's on my regular Facebook page, not on our show page. And I posted it like yesterday, so you're going to have to scroll down a little bit. But it's him. Somebody put a camera on him and said, hey, listen, we're doing a Facebook page. Why don't you do like a message to your fans on your Facebook page telling them that you are going to be posting? And it's him in a red shirt, and he's pushing 90. And just here, okay, we have the audio, Dan? Okay, here's Jerry Lewis's post about him working or posting on Facebook that they posted yesterday. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Jerry Lewis, and I'm very happy to be on my face page so that all the people that have pages can see my page. Because the page that I had first wasn't working, but this one I guess will, because I was so anxious to be on the Facebook page with all these terrific people that I never met, but I'm hoping to meet them all sooner or later.
There you go. Face page. It's a face page. He's got his face page. And the face he's making, by the way, at the end when he goes, is fantastic Jerry Lewis mugging at his best.
He's pretty coherent for 90.
He's the man! He is the man! He's actually a lunatic, but he is the man. So he's on the he's got a face page. For those of you who are interested in Jerry Lewis, if you want to follow him on his face page.
I love that he had to explain what happened.
Yeah, somebody probably told him.
Excited.
Yeah, somebody probably told him, Jerry, we got a Facebook page, and your last one had there were some technical difficulties on it, so we want you to explain that this one is going to work. Face page. So, anyway, March 16th. Not only your brother's birthday, but Jerry Lewis's birthday.
Very nice.
Yeah. Do you know what March 3rd was? I wanted to mention this one. 5 days ago, you know what we could have celebrated?
What's that?
What if cats and dogs had opposable thumbs day?
What? Kind of mad we missed that holiday.
I am too. We should have done some celebrating.
By the way, I saw some thing. It was like, if you're having a bad day, look at these pictures of cats. Of cats, and they called them Pete's.
Pete's?
Their feet. They called them Pete's.
Why? Oh, because they're paw?
Yeah.
And feet.
Because they're their feet, but they're paws. Pete's. It just makes everything sound so much more adorable. And it makes more sense if they had opposable thumbs, because then they would really be...
Feet.
Pete's.
No, Pete's. Okay.
Next time you see a cat, grab its Pete.
Okay, I'm not even going to comment on that because
it's
I know
so
somebody
cute.
Is writing down the day
yes.
and time on that.
All right. Pet feet.
Pet feet.
Pete's.
Isn't that...
That's Foot Cheese's cat.
That's Foot Cheese's cat.
Pete.
Pet Foot.
Oh, I see.
Pet Foot. Foot Cheese and Pet Foot. See? And Mouth Beef.
By the way, how do you celebrate cats and dogs with opposable thumbs day?
You try to get them to pick up a pencil.
But they don't have opposable
That's
thumbs.
That's what I'm saying. You teach them. You spend all of March 3rd teaching your cat how to pick up a pencil. That's how you celebrate it.
You glue a thumb onto their paw.
Yeah. All right. We have more weird holidays to talk about coming up here in March. Plenty. Talk about that and more. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Here till 5. Coming up, Alan Harper is going to join us. He is the author of a terrific book called Waiting for Buddy Guy, Chicago Blues at the Crossroads. He'll join us after the 3:30 news. Well, we got some offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in March. Okay, today is March 8th, as you know. Today is Unique Names Day. And it says, from celebrity baby names to strange spellings to the straight-up made-up, there's plenty of material to celebrate here. Unique Names Day. Hey, didn't Jason Lee name his kid something crazy?
Spectre Pilot, I believe.
Is that what it was?
Right. And Nicolas Cage didn't name his kid Superman?
Jor-El.
Or, yeah.
Kal-El.
Or, no, Kal-El. Who's Jor-El? That's Superman,
dad.
Right?
That's the dad.
Kal-El is
Superman. Jor-El is...
Dad.
Okay. Boy, is that movie going to suck. That's Superman-Batman movie. Dan, you agree, right? Doesn't it look awful?
It does. Yeah.
And you're a comic book guy, man.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how Batman thinks he can beat Superman. Just because you're rich does not mean you can beat the man who is superhuman.
Doesn't it seem in this trailer, Dan? Bruce Wayne, I can't believe I forgot his name. When did Bruce Wayne turn into Tony Stark? When did that, was that a thing in the comics? Did he have like an iron suit with the glowing eye? Did he?
Well, in the past comic book meetings of it, to answer your question, Esmeralda, the only way that would happen is if he has a suit on that can withstand force and all that stuff. So, but yes, there is definitely, you know, something to that. The idea that they're both multimillionaire playboys who finance their crime-fighting careers.
Did anybody in the, because this is just, you know, I don't follow. Mm-hmm. Did anybody in the comic book, like when Tony Stark was written, didn't they go, what the hell, man? Didn't anybody go, this is like Bruce Wayne?
Well, I mean, Bruce Wayne had preceded Tony Stark.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When Tony Stark came out, didn't people go?
But, you know, I mean, I think there was differences in that. Batman at that point was a cultivated figure who was a normal human being, but was considered the zenith of the human being. You know, he was the world's greatest detective. He was this world-class Olympic-level athlete who did not wear a suit, who just went out with a cape and a utility belt and didn't use a gun because a gun had been killed his parents. And then, you know, flash forward to when, you know, probably a couple decades later when Tony Stark was created. This is a guy who just uses a suit to escape captivity and beat up people. So I think there was enough
Oh, okay.
Different.
And also,
time elapsed. And,
Tony Stark also has like a mechanical heart, right?
Right.
He's got the thing in his chest.
The reactor is keeping the shrapnel away from his heart while also powering his suit.
Also, is Batman always a jerk? Because that's how he seems in this
movie.
Well,
that's the funny thing. Like, in the comic books, when there is a meeting with more than a couple, like when it's just Superman, Batman, in their quiet moments, they're very respectful to each other. But when other people get involved, like Batman has no tolerance for any of them. They're just like, you're all idiots. I don't want to deal with any.
See, and now I'm thinking like, because it's what, the Justice League or whatever?
Right.
And they're like, oh, God, here comes Batman.
Right. No, that's pretty much how it is.
Is that right? When they
books.
Have a meeting, they're like, oh, God.
All the like other characters are like, man, that guy's an ass.
Or he has something to say, and I feel like he'd always be like, I have something to say about this. And then everyone goes, there we go.
Right.
Here goes
and he's
Batman.
Like, you know, they're like, here's our plan. And Batman's like, that's not going to work. Thanks. And then just like says, here's what you're going to do, and shut up.
Wow. Batman's a jerk.
Well, it is Ben Affleck playing him.
How about this? March 10th, if you want to have some fun on March 10th, Esmeralda, it's International Bagpipe Day. So you can crank up the bagpipe music and wear some kilts and run around.
What day is this?
March 10th. So that would be Thursday. Also on March 10th, it's also Mario Day. It's a day to celebrate people named Mario in the month of March. See, M-A-R.
And then play all of the Super Mario Brothers?
I guess. Also March 10th. Wow, busy day, March. Thursday's a busy day for these holidays. Name Tag Day. So what if you were a bagpipe player that named Mario and you had a name tag on that said Mario? You could celebrate all three holidays in a millisecond.
That is your mega day.
I would be interested to see if there is a bagpipe player named Mario.
I'm sure there isn't.
We should celebrate Bagpipe Day by finding a man named Mario.
Who plays bagpipes.
Yeah.
March 12th is International Fanny Pack Day. What?
I'll be out that day.
Is it also International 1989 Day?
I just picture Esmeralda and Matthew McConaughey hanging out.
No, I was just going to, you know, stay in bed that day. Fanny packs. Oof.
March 16th, No Selfies Day. I personally think every day should be No Selfies Day. That's just me.
It's going to be a rough one.
Yeah. No, that's not. People will not get through the day without being able to take a damn selfie.
You should just walk around downtown Chicago and slap people's selfie sticks out of their hands and no selfie day.
Yeah, you know, my arm would fall off in 10 minutes trying to slap all the people who are trying to take selfies. I'd like to do that. I really would like to do. I would love to smack the camera out of somebody taking a selfie. And if, you know, if that's something you could legally do on March 16th, I would participate in a heartbeat.
It's like a purge for selfies.
Selfie purge. That'll be this. You know, they made another one of those damn purge movies.
Yeah,
comes out in July. Who the hell is seeing these purge
awful.
Movies? Did you see the first two?
No.
They're
no,
terrible. I mean, it's a great idea. Like, that's a great idea for a movie. What would happen if for one night everything was legal, including murder?
I mean, it's a great proposition, but then to make so many movies.
No, but like to blow the, like, that's a really rich idea for a thriller and a sci-fi movie. But they blow the premise like immediately. First movie isn't even about that. It becomes like a home invasion movie. It's terrible.
Yeah, this one's all
it's all political. They kidnap like a politician, you know.
Yeah, and
please.
I think it comes out July 4th.
It does. It comes out. It's called Election Day or something, or Election Year.
Of course.
God. Purge. All right, we got to take a break. We come back and we got the news, and then author Alan Harper is going to join me to talk about his book, Waiting for Buddy Guy, Chicago Blues at the Crossroads.